Praise the Lord, everyone. My name is Samuel Kamore Warushabi, Youth and Children Coordinator. We bless the Lord for this opportunity that he has given us to listen to his word. And allow me to welcome you to our youth service. It has been long, najua tumekaa for long bila kuonana, but we bless the Lord because each and every day, he always gives us an opportunity to have a place to worship. So as you listen to our sermon, may the Lord bless you. Shall we pray? Most loving and caring God, we approach your throne of grace and mercy this wonderful day as we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to listen to your word. Our prayer, Lord, is that you speak to us in a simple language that we can understand. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you. This we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, amen. I hope back there at home you have your Bible. Today we shall read from the book of Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 to verse 10. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 to verse 10. If you're there, we can read together. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. That is the word of the Lord. Today's topic is learning to live in the light. Learning to live in the light. As I bring this word to you, it is good to remind you that the times that we are living are bad times. They are hard times. They are evil days in our lives. The word of the Lord this morning is reminding us through these words of Paul. Paul wrote these words or this letter to the church of Ephesus. And the aim of writing this particular letter was to strengthen the believers in Ephesus, to strengthen them in their faith. Another thing that we are being reminded is that Paul wrote this letter to them to remind them that the church is under attack. The church is under constant battle. And he reminded them that whichever weapon they have, they should use it to destroy the forces of the dark. And this morning, as we read these words, we are being reminded that it is good to wake up and realign ourselves because we are living in dangerous times. When Paul was writing this letter to the church of Ephesus, there was something that he had noted because he had been there and Timothy had been there. So there was something he had noted with this church of Ephesus. And Paul is reminding these people that there are some of you who do not worship the Lord for who he is. There are some of you who have involved themselves into ungodly acts, sexual immorality. He also speaks about false teaching. He speaks about idol worship. Praise the name of the Lord. So as he reminds them to appeal or to wake up and realize the dangerous condition they were going through, it is also a awakening call for us as young people that we are living in bad days. We are living in evil days. And Paul is reminding us to wake up. Wake up and take all weapons of war so that we can win this battle. Paul is also reminding us this morning that we are walking in a world that is full of immorality and spiritual darkness. We are living in times where immorality has been taken as a kawaida thing. Spiritual darkness, majority of the people who are born again, who you may see as spiritually fit, they are in spiritual darkness. Paul is reminding us and encouraging us not to put our light in darkness. Yes, we are going through all these challenges. Yes, we are going through all this battle. As young people, for sure, this battle is sin. As young people, this is something we have evidence of. This is something we have a testimony of, that we are going through a lot. We are going through depression. We are going through addiction. We are going through all sorts of vices. We are going through rejection. But the word of the Lord is reminding us to keep the light shining. in the dark. Paul reminds us that because of these dangerous waters that we are navigating through, Paul is reminding us to look carefully how we walk. Look carefully how you walk. Look carefully how you associate your life. As you continue living, as you continue doing what you're doing in your studies, Paul is reminding us to look carefully. And he says, choose your steps carefully. What a good encouraging word for us this morning. To choose our steps carefully. Many of us young people, the reason why we are in the situations we are in, early pregnancies, alcoholism, drugs, all sorts of vices, it is because we are not choosing our steps carefully. Majority of us are choosing steps out of emotions. We are choosing our steps out of peer pressure. But Paul is reminding us, if we want to win this battle, the battle of this generation, the battle that is making young people lose their way, killing each other, Paul is reminding us to choose our steps carefully. I'm reminded of a soldier in the battlefield. And this soldier who is walking carefully, trying to be careful not to step on a grenade. And this is what the Lord is reminding me this morning. That we are soldiers of Christ as young people. If we want to live a life or to live or to learn to live in the light, we need to act like soldiers to choose our steps very carefully. These soldiers, and it is true, when they are stepping on the ground in the battlefield, they are aware that the enemy can do anything. Young people, we are under attack. The enemy is planning to destroy us. The enemy wants to destroy this generation by saying that he generation haijielewi, by saying that he ni generation hawataki kuambiwa, he ni generation ya wajuaji. But one thing that I'm assured of, this is the generation of the Lord. This is the generation that the Lord incubated for this season. The Lord is calling you to become a soldier in your capacity, in your area, in your family, in your workplace. The Lord is calling out soldiers of Christ and reminding us that if we want to win this battle, we step or we choose our steps carefully. What have you been going through? What have you been going through? What ways have you chosen? Are your ways pure? Are your ways right? Are you still living in darkness while the Lord is calling us the children of light? The Lord is calling us to continue shining in darkness. How I pray that this morning as we continue to learn, that we will learn to live in the light. Paul is reminding me of two things. And when I was reading this chapter, Paul reminded me of two things. One, it is to use your time wisely. Use your time wisely. Ephesians 5:15 says, look carefully how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise men. Choose your time wisely. How do you spend your time? What are you doing with your time? Times are going, days are going. There was a time I was in primary school. I went to secondary school, I went to college, and now here I am. And some years to come, I'll find myself now becoming a guka. The question is, what are you doing with your time? Majority of us are using their time to do alcohol. Majority of us are using their time to do the ungodly things. But Paul is reminding us that the days that we are living are bad. We need to choose use our time wisely. You must think carefully how you will spend your life in these evil days. Choose carefully how you will spend your life in these evil days. Moses, when he prayed in Psalms 90, verse 12, he says, So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. The Lord wants us to use our time wisely. He wants you to become wise. He wants me to become wise. Another thing that I was learning from this, it is to understand the will of God. Understand your purpose. Understand the reason why God has placed you in that place you are in. Understand the purpose as to why God created you. God gave you an opportunity out of so many young people who were born the time you were born. Ask yourself, what was the agenda of the Lord? Because God is in the business of making men and women who will go out there and fetch disciples for Him. What is your purpose? Understand your purpose and why God has kept you this far. Why God has brought you this far. The word of the Lord was reminding me that the Lord has not brought you this far. He has not hajakuleta umbali huu ili akumalize. Lakini amekuleta umbali huu kwa sababu anakusudi. Anataka kukutengeneza. Anajua kwamba wakati ambao tunaishi ni wakati mgumu. As young people, we are living at evil days. But the word of the Lord is encouraging us to keep soldiering on. You have learned so many keys since you were born. And I've just mentioned but a few. You have learned about studying. So take time to study the word of the Lord. Take time to study and to understand what the Lord has for you in your future. Take time to study even in your books. Jiulize ni nini Mungu anataka kufanya na mimi. Maybe mimi sitaki kusoma na maybe mimi ndio professor ambaye Mungu amekusudia nitakuwa. May God bless you. As you continue to meditate upon these words, number one, use your time wisely. And number two, understand the will of God over your life. May God bless you. May God do you good. Shalom. Let us pray. Most loving and caring God, we are grateful for you have spoken to us through your word. Thank you for reminding us that the days that we are living are bad days. They are days of COVID-19. They are days of sexual immorality. They are days of killing. But you're reminding us that even if we are going through all this, we need to soldier on as your soldiers, as soldiers of Christ, and fight this battle because victory is assured for us. Our prayer, Lord, is that you hold our hand. Do not depart from us, Lord. May your presence always walk together with us. Thank you for reminding us that we need as young people to use our time wisely. And also, Lord, thank you for reminding us that we need to understand the purpose as to why you brought us into this world. May your word, Lord, be fulfilled over our lives. This is our prayer of faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God to you.
You are highly lifted up.